This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The mother of the alleged Club Q shooter was arrested and charged several hours after the attack that left five people dead and dozens injured in Colorado Springs. Police say Laura Vopel was charged with a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest and a petty charge of disorderly conduct at an apartment complex just a few hours after the shooting. Officials say she was making noise near a private residence. She's due in court in January. Meanwhile, two Western Slope communities held vigils for the victims of the Club Q shooting. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
In the small town of Delta, about 40 people gathered Sunday at the Chamber of Commerce in front of a pride flag and photos of the five people killed at the Colorado Springs LGBTQ club. Organizer Javi Sines, a local trans man and drag performer, organized the evening.
We cannot stay in those closets. We cannot let them pick us off. We won't go gently.
A vigil was also held Saturday at Charlie Dwellington's, Grand Junction's LGBTQ-friendly bar. Its organizer, drag queen Stella Ray, says the shooting deeply affected her community. But, quote, we can't let it stop us. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The candlelight vigil, originally planned for tonight to commemorate the 158th anniversary of the Sand Creek Massacre, has been canceled due to snow. That's according to a spokesperson for the Denver Public Library, which had organized the second annual event. The vigil will not be rescheduled. This is CPR News, NKRCC. It's 3:06.